Of it is my fault because I was not planning on being away this long.
Yeah, you were away extra long.
I was out, yeah.
But I think we should remind the listeners that this podcast is fucking free. So if you, if you have complaints about content,
we don't hand out refunds.
Anyway,
all right.
Email.
No, you can email ruined at bigfattyonline.com.
Oh, poor Big Fatty.
Yeah. All right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This podcast is fucking free.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1870 of the BFO for Wednesday the 25th of March 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Yo, we've got some voice letters. We're heading to Spotting Big Fatty, and I'm going to do some scratch-offs. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Quarters. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are Quarters today, because y'all, a quarter of the year is over. Fatty, I can't believe it. Well, almost a quarter of the year. But y'all, 9 months from today is Crema Day. Fatty, where's the time gone? It just flies. It absolutely flies like a bird, like a little bird. Yes, Big Fatty, the birds are flying. Y'all, I think the birds are beginning to nest again here at the Fat Cave, but anyway, hopefully I won't have to deal with that much longer. But y'all, start your list, cause it'll be here before you know it. Big Fatty, now on my list I have cake, and I have mainly just cake. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, last time we was over here at Spotting Big Fatty, y'all, that Peter G had spotted Big Fatty, and y'all, the picture that Peter G spotted Big Fatty at the Harbor Hotel, y'all, the only way I knew that was the Spotting Big Fatty head on there is the glasses, because those are my old glasses. But y'all, it would not surprise me if it was exactly me. Big Fatty, y'all, Peter G has spotted Big Fatty again. It says BA Flight Force to land early because of smelly poo. Big Fatty Volga. Oh, poor Big Fatty. His flight had to return to London because of a smelly poo. But who is that in that real lavatory? Big Fatty, who is it? Oh, I don't know. Y'all, Timmy Sims. Timmy Sims has spotted Big Fatty, and y'all, Big Fatty is looking good. It says, behind the scenes of the recording studio from the horror convention, and y'all, this Timmy Sims spotted Big Fatty with and without his max, and lots of lovely tattoos, yes, and gloves.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Bacon. Hey, Bart, it's Bacon. So Vader hates me, but it has nothing to do with the prize box or a number of color or whatever. No. And I got a big, huge card in the mail from Haddon.
It was like the size of
like a car seat, like, you know, how big of a seat in cars or whatever. So it's like that huge. And it was written in Mexican, and he translated for me, but I didn't need him to because I speak Mexican. So anyway, yoo-hoo. All right, FNZ. But anyway, so later. It has nothing to do with. Don't let him pull you.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. You said that Vader hates you, but not because of being caller number 2400. You didn't tell us why, though. So if you'll call back, I know it has, you know, I'm sure you've got a busy schedule, but you know, if you can find the time to call back and let us know that, and tell us more about this cad that the crazy Mexican had him. You know, he's the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. Tell us about this cad that he sent you that was written in Mexican, and what I really like to know is, was the canned from Bulgaria, was it more expensive to send than those three little tubes of lip wax that Adam Burns said, you know, it's $25. Be fatty.
Big fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Look, thanks for your unhelpful feedback about the memory lane, however, too late. So I have to give you a quick report on the memory lane / Barber Boulevard, because, you know, I stayed on the Barber Boulevard, which is, I mean, a big deal. And one, there were no lesbians. Two, I will have to burn the full body wrap I slept in last night to not touch the bed, because it was absolutely disgusting. And three, you know, I don't like to talk ill of other people, but I was just listening to the old gal. That's the anti-Vera Charles over at VeraSpeaks.com.
Well, then let's listen, shall we?
And Big Fatty, Mary Chavin Carpenter, I felt like I was a trucker running down the road this morning. Of course, this was at 7:30 in the morning that I'm driving down the freeway listening to anti-Vera and Mary Chavin Carpenter. But I got nothing. I got nothing about the old gal listening to the trucker music.
Fuck him.
Not nice.
He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
Over in the Woodland Hills, there are just so many things wrong with that. It makes me wonder about her. So, all right, well, I'm off to do fun things, and you're still fat.
Yeah, I guess so. Y'all, that of course is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice, and I'm sorry you had a bad experience down there at Barber Boulevard. In fact, you've done a public service. A public service, yes, Big Fatty, a public service telling us not to do that, to stay there in the hotel, the motel, there at the Barber Boulevard. In fact, I'm sure Miss Beaver has gone into her Trivago or her lesbianhotels.com and taken Barber Boulevard off of one of her selected destinations. Yes, Big Fatty. So as far as the old gal, it sounds to me like you've pissed off those darling children pointing out flaws with the old gal. Anytime we can hear the darling children, it just makes Big Fatty happy. Yes, Big Fatty!
Hello! Happy Bacon.
Fart, I just have so much to dish about today, I can't even believe it. So, October 2011, this woman starts working in my section, and by February, she's strutting in my office saying, I don't know why you're so hell-bent on trying to get me in trouble, as though I wasn't her supervisor. So anyway, she didn't stay long, and when she did decide to move on, she came into my office on a Tuesday at 2 o'clock and announced that she needed Friday off, and as a matter of fact, Friday would be her last day. I didn't look up, I didn't stop doing what I was doing, I just said, okay, thank you for telling me. And that was it. I was gone the rest of the week, and she took off Wednesday afternoon and all day Thursday, so she could exhaust the balance of her leave or whatever. So anyway, I just get an email today, 2 years later, a year and a half later, an email from her today asking me if I have any positions open. And then She tells me that somebody told her that I might need help. Well, anyway, I don't need help, and I don't even have enough work in my section to keep the three of us busy, so I definitely don't need help. Anyway, so I send this message to my mother, who happens to know her or about her, and my mother's response is, yes, she just got fired from the college that she was working at. She was the chief finance officer. She got fired because she couldn't get along with her supervisor. I wonder. That sounds familiar. What an excellent familiarity. I'll have to be sure and share this with my supervisor so that when that deputy position comes open, if her name shows up on it, that she doesn't get selected. I don't think she would qualify for the grade, but anyway, nonetheless. And then I get home and I have something. It wasn't in the P.O. box because it's too big, but I have a box and I can't believe it. It's from, let's see, where does it say where it's from? It's to Kathy Bacon. It's from the UPS store. I don't know who it's from. Am I dreaming? I thought this was from Adam Burns, but maybe I'm wrong. Did I see someplace on here that it's from Adam Burns? Holy cow. Oh, it's from Arkansas. All right. People, karma, be careful what you do. Be careful. Treat people nice, please. She's Louise. You might need them back someday.
Yes, Big Fatty. Did she even take a breath during that? I don't know, but she was ranting and raving, that's for sure. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon again. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. I think you've told us the story about that that disgruntled employee leaving, but it's nice to hear that she's having a little serving of karma pie. Yes, Big Fatty. And you know, Miss Bacon, you bring up a very good point. About being nice to people, and that's kind of how Big Fatty's tried to live his life. And I'm not gonna pass judgment on you, but y'all, I just think it's for Big Fatty anyway. It's just easier to be nice than to be ugly. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, it's just nicer to be nice than it is to be ugly. Thank you for saying it again. Now, y'all, I want to do some more of these scratch-offs today. Yes, Big Fatty, you just want good karma, and you want to be nice so that you can win on the scratch-off. It may be an ulterior motive, Big Fatty. Y'all, this is the jackpot party, and I can win $50,000, reveal three like symbols in the same spin. It's like a slot machine, and you win the prize shown for that spin, reveal two like symbols and the cherries in the same spin, and win double the prize, reveal two like symbols and a present symbol in the same spin, and win triple the prize. All right, y'all, here we go. And it looks like we've got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 18 of these little games. 16 of these little games. All right, here we go. The first one, y'all, we've got a banana, we've got a peach, and we've got a peach. Oh, we're ready, not a winner. The next one is a coin and a coin. Oh, and a heart. No winner there. Y'all, we've got a piggy and a piggy and a pig. Oh, a safe. Big Fatty, you're kidding with us. All right, we've got a safe and a wishbone and a wishbone. No winner there. We've got a what is that? It's a bag and a bag and a ring. No winner there, Big Fatty. And we got a ring and a ring and a wishbone. No winner there. And then we've got a lemon and a heart and a lemon. No winner there, Big Fatty. What is this one here? We got a crown and a crown and a, oh, pot of gold. Big Fatty. All right. Spin number 9. A diamond and a diamond and a piggy. Big Fatty. We've got a star and a horseshoe and a star. No winner there. We've got a banana and a horseshoe and a banana. Not a winner. A safe, a shamrock and a shamrock. No winner there. What is that? That is a orange and an orange and a key. Not a winner. A star and a melon And the Mel and Big Fatty, that is too bad that Adam Burns wasn't spinning that one with two melons. We've got a lemon and a heart and a crown, not a winner. And finally, a key and a pot of gold and a key. No winner of that, Big Fatty. All right, so that one was not a winner. Big Fatty, you didn't have good karma. So, y'all, that was the $5 card. So we're going to go to the $10 card now. And it says, match any of your numbers to the winning numbers, win the prize shown, reveal a money bag symbol, and win the prize shown for that symbol, reveal 5X, and win five times the prize shown, reveal a fireworks, and win $50 automatically. So, y'all, here are the winning numbers. Number 18, number 13, number 33, and number 39. So, y'all, let's just see. And we've got about 20 numbers here to scratch. Y'all, the first one is a number 37, not a winner. A number 32, no winner there. A number 12, not a winner. A number 16, not a winner. 28, not a winner. Number 23, no winner there. Number 1, not a winner. Number 34, not a winner. Number 38, oh, not a winner. Number 31, not a winner. Number 40, no winner there. Number 20, not a winner. Number 3, no winner there. Number 22, not a winner. Number 30, not a winner. Number 21, oh, not a winner. All right, this is the last row here now, y'all. Number 24, no winner there. Number 19, not a winner. Number 36, no winner there. And the last one is a number 2. I say chew. No winner there, Big Fatty. Well, your karma's not doing too well today, Big Fatty. It's true. It's really not doing too well today. Y'all, do you know about the 80th anniversary of the Monopoly? Y'all, the Monopoly game turned 80 years old, I think it was last week, maybe. And y'all, they've come out with two new editions of it. There's the Monopoly Here and Now. There's a World Edition and a U.S. Edition. And they let people vote on the cities that they wanted to be on the board. And y'all, for the World Edition, it was the dark blue. Those are like Park Place and Boardwalk. They were Lima, Peru, and Hong Kong, China. The greens were Riga, Latvia, Lisbon, Portugal, and Istanbul, Turkey. The yellows were Warsaw, Poland, Mexico City, Mexico, and Santiago, Chile. The red spaces were Belfast, Ireland, Athens, Greece, and Belgrade, Serbia. The orange were London, England, Moscow, Russia, and Tokyo, Japan. The magentas were New York, New York, USA, Amsterdam, Netherlands, and Sydney, Australia. The light blue were Queenstown, New Zealand, and Cape Town, South Africa, and Taipei, Taiwan. And the brown, Big Fatty, the brown vial was Githoom, Netherlands, and Madrid. Y'all, I don't have any idea where Githoom, Netherlands is. Big Fatty, just watch out when you're over there. Watch your step. You don't want to step in Githoom. I guess y'all, I still got the $20 card to scratch, so maybe we'll do that one tomorrow. And y'all, I've got the Monopoly Here and Now, the U.S. Of A edition. I'll read you out the cities that that made that. And y'all, I'm really surprised at some of them that are on there. Just like I was surprised at some of those on the World edition. I mean, who would have ever thought Lima, Peru? Would have been one of the two top spots. Big Fatty. I hope you have a lovely hump day. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Underpants Show and Urban Guy T.O. How much do you wish Big Fatty would have won today?
This podcast is fucking free.
Oh, well, that's why I need to win something on the scratch-offs.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined at bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.